You're listening to the Oracle of You podcast. Each day on the show, I will share a reading from the Oracle cards. And know that whenever you are listening to this very episode is exactly the right time for you to receive the message from the cards. Let's get on with the show. Welcome back to episode 19 of the Oracle of You podcast. I'm your host, Beth Hewitt. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever you are in the world today. Each day on the show, Monday through Friday, I will share an Oracle card reading, which will hopefully resonate with you in that moment. So whether you are listening to this right away after this episode has been released, or you're listening to it in the future, know that whatever you are receiving, whatever guidance is coming through today, whatever episode you are hearing today, is exactly the right episode for you. The cards that we have got today are the King of Michael from the Archangel Power Tarot card deck by Doreen Virtue and Radley Valentine. We have the Six Raid Star and Unification card from the Wicca deck by Sally Morningstar, and we have the Vision Board card from the Archangel Gabriel Doreen Virtue deck. So the King of Michael is about being principled, rational, ambitious, and respected. There is a kind of king, knight, prince character with big angel wings. He is Archangel Michael, stood on a path towards his castle, surrounded by yellow roses and green grass. And the card says, wisdom and objectivity are important right now, so stay in your integrity. A situation that calls for honest and open communication. An open and honest communication can mean with ourselves, especially when we have the vision board card. The vision board card is telling us to create a board with images and words that inspire us, but not just that inspire us. It should be that lights us up, that brings us joy, that is in the image of that which we want to create in our lives for ourselves. King of Michael is saying, speak your mind with confidence. The situation you find yourself in right now calls for your honest and open communication with others and with yourself. And if you're uncertain of what to do in this moment, don't forget to weigh up your emotional aspects of this situation. Make sure your actions are of your highest integrity. For me, this is about how sometimes we live our lives through the eyes of others or for the benefit of others. Sometimes we live our lives to support somebody else's dream, all the while putting our own dream on the back burner. So the King of Michael is asking you to continue to be ambitious, but respectful of yourself, knowing that by having an open and honest communication with ourselves, can we unlock the vision that is available to us. But we've also got the Six Raid Star, the Unification card. Now, the Unification card symbolizes the union of both masculine and feminine forces and is also a Sanskrit symbol for the heart, indicating that love really is the key to life on earth. When we draw the Six Raid Star, we're being called to remember the importance of harmony and balance, which is currently highlighted in how we relate to the world. And you are being asked to find the point of unification where your heart is truly open. Alchemy is possible now, and a blending of masculine and feminine to create something completely fresh and anew. Relationships are heightened on all levels, whether alone or with partner, and something is being called to your attention. Again, this is really about you remembering why you are here. What is it that you want to do? How do you want your life to be? What version of your life do you want to create? What identity do you want to assume? Do not keep living your life as if it is for somebody else. This is your life. You get to choose and be and have and do and be whoever you want to be. So create a vision that is in alignment with your truest desires. And if you're unsure of what that is, spend time in honest communication with yourself to identify what it is that you might want to do. And that means looking at the darkness and the lightness, looking at the masculine and the feminine, and unifying and bringing back into focus and balance the life that you want to live. This is the message of the card. Where are you not living your life? Where are you living somebody else's life? It's a very direct message today. But when you remember who you are and what you want to do, you can then start to create a vision for your life. So I hope today's message resonates with you. If you want to get in touch, you can email me at support@visualizeyou.com. If you want to subscribe to the podcast, you can do so at oracleyou.com, where you can sign up for the latest episodes. If you're interested in going on your own journey of self-discovery, then go to journeytogratitude.com, and the next gratitude journey will be starting real soon. And if you would like to be part of a community where we do oracle card readings, where we share our goals, where we hold one another accountable, where we celebrate our wins, and where you get access to amazing business and life support, then you can join us in the business lounge or in the business club if you have a business by going to bethhewitt.com/join, and you'll find all the details of how you can access daily 3 weekly oracle card guidance and intuitive support. Okay, have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will speak to you soon.
Hi, listener. I really hope you have enjoyed today's reading and that it has resonated with you on some level. If you ever want to find out more about the work that I'm doing in the world, especially in relation to visualization, gratitude, and the power of Oracle, then head to oracleyou.com. There you'll find information on my business club, on my gratitude journal, and my 30-day gratitude and vision building event. I look forward to working with you in the future. And until tomorrow, keep believing in you.